Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. May God bless you, be with you. We look back to a wonderful weekend the Lord has given to us. Brothers and sisters were gathered from all over Europe and also from countries overseas. It is just wonderful to know that God is gathering His people to hear His word and to comply with whatever the scripture says. To us, it is so very important to emphasize that the word is the actual message, and the actual message is the word of God. We do not have two things in the ministry of Paul or Peter or any of the men of God in the New Testament. Every ministry in the New Testament was in agreement with the Old Testament. And John the Baptist was a promised prophet. And then if you search the scriptures, there was much reference being made in the New Testament to what God had said in the Old Testament. In the same way, the ministry of William Branham was not something contrary or something to be added to the Word of God, but it was within the Word of God, completely in agreement with the Old and the New Testament. With what the Lord did in the days of Abraham, according to Genesis 18, when he visited with his servant and prophet, giving the promise that Sarah would have a son. And friends, the Lord had his back turned to the tent where she was, and still talking to Abraham, saying, "Why did Sarah laugh?" It was not out loud, it was in her heart. But the Lord revealed the thoughts of her heart to Abraham. And friends, the same ministry repeated in the days of Jesus Christ, our Lord. If you check Nathanael and Philip, one brought the other to the Lord, and then our Lord said in John chapter 1, "Before Philip called you, I've seen you under the tree." We see throughout the New Testament, I mean especially as recorded in the four Gospels, the ministry of the Son of Man as prophet. He had to be prophet because the scripture said, "A prophet like unto me God will raise from among your brethren." You can go to John chapter 4. You can go to a number of places where our Lord had this special ministry, seeing visions according to John chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. The Son does nothing unless what he sees the Father do, the Son does likewise. So in the same way, our beloved brother Branham saw in a vision what God was about to do. Whenever he prayed for a person, In that vision, the Lord would show him where the person comes from, what illness they have, circumstances in their lives would be revealed. But friends, Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, the same who walked in the Garden of Eden, the same who talked to all the prophets, the same that was manifested in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. William Branham had a natural father, a natural mother, and friends, don't blaspheme God, making a man whom God used and blessed in a very special way in our time to make him Jesus Christ. That, of course, would also be unforgivable. And please hear me. Those who make William Branham the direct revelation of Jesus Christ in our day, they are deceived, utterly deceived by a wrong spirit. The Spirit of truth will reveal the Word of truth. So, dear friends, a number of scriptures were speaking to our hearts in these last meetings, where people were gathered, maybe over 800, to hear the Word of God. I'd like to refer to 1 John chapter 4, to the two special verses, verse 4 and verse 6. Ye are of God, little children. This is so strong, so mighty, so deep. Ye are of God, little children. God has children, and children are born, children are begotten. And friends, when our Lord, after his resurrection, said, I go to my Father and to your Father, my friends, John 20, verse 17, here we have the statement, ye are of God, little children. And then in verse 6, the man of God says, referring to himself and those apostles who preached the Word of God by a direct commission. In verse 6, we read, we are of God. You are of God, little children, and we are of God. We are born again by the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that overshadowed Mary, the same Holy Spirit came upon the New Testament church on the day of Pentecost, and there the beginning took place. Being born again by the seed of the Word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 6 again. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. Oh, what a statement. He that knoweth God heareth us. I have to take a deep breath to realize what is being written here. Ye are of God, little children. And then we who minister the word of God to you, who are divinely called and placed into the body of Christ for the ministry, we are of God. And he that knoweth God heareth us. You can read on. Let us come to the conclusion in John chapter 8, verse 47. We read John chapter 8, verse 47. He that is of God heareth God's words. We have to say amen to this. Are you of God? Are you ready to hear the words of God? Are you born, truly born of God by the same Holy Spirit? My beloved brothers and sisters, the return of Christ is so near. We cannot play with time or with grace. We have to submit to God, have our experiences with the Almighty, and line up with the Word of God. Beloved, we say this again with thankful hearts. God is blessing all over the earth, and he brings his people back to his Word, and all the many interpretations within the message, which started in July 1969 and continued up to recent times. Friends, all these interpretations will have an end, but the Word of God in the Bride of Christ will remain forever. And if you are of God, and if we are of God, you will hear the words of God, believe them, and have them revealed by the Holy Spirit. God bless you and be with you. We love to hear from you. Be blessed. In Jesus' holy name, amen.